Stuart, that was a really good second half display on Tuesday night, wasn't it?
You can't dominate games for 90 minutes. You know, and I said to the players, there are going to be periods in the game where they have 10, 15-minute periods where you've got to just grind it out, dig in, match up against your man, try and win your 1v1 battles. And credit to the players. Like I said, they just sort of knocked us a little bit, the way the style of play. But we have to adjust to that, whether Reading come and play like that way. So there's no easy game. But the pleasing thing and the most important thing is the result in them type of games. And as well as we played against Bolton and not the ball well, we came away with 1 point. And it just shows that what a strange way this game of football is. I got so much more satisfaction probably out of the performance at Bolton, the way we did play, and disappointed with the result. Whereas the other night, at the end of the day, it was about the result as well.
Does it help you sort of move on from the frustration that you felt at the weekend, that you can get a win in the next game, or are you still a bit frustrated about that?
Well, I was planning and organising my team to say, look, we start with a point, but let's go get the 3 points. And if we can't get the three, obviously, we come away. So if somebody said to me at the start of the season, you'll be, so many games in, and you'll be playing Bolton away and Birmingham away, would you take 4 points out of six? I probably would have said yes, but being involved in them games, getting greedy, I'd want the 6 points.
Stevie May's goal was, you know, having looked back at it now, it's a really accomplished goal, isn't it? The way that he gets in there, he knows exactly what he wants to do, and it was a fine finish as well. And he looks like he's quite an accomplished finisher, doesn't he?
Well, you look at his goal he converted against Bolton that was disallowed. It was very similar to his technique was fantastic, as he's shown with his right foot, the one he scored at Middlesbrough. But what he's an all-round team player, and I keep asking my players, you've got the defending starts from the front, so him and Atty have done very well in that situation. But what he has done, he's created a goal for himself out of nothing, and that'll give him the confidence. He's learning, a bit like Atty when Atty came into our team. I know Stevie's only come from over the border, over Adrian's wall, but he's come down and he's finding out strengths and weaknesses of the opposition. But he wants to do well. And one good thing is, like I said, is that he'll create his own chances, but we have to create chances for him as well.
And while he is a team player, I think we saw with that goal that once he got into the position, he really was focusing, there's only one thing I'm going to do here, I'm going to have a shot. And that's what you want to see from a striker, isn't it?
You do. They've got to be selfish because Atty's wearing number 9 and Stevie's got number 7. But any forward is judged on the goals. The pleasing thing for Stevie is he's got 2 goals now, and I'm just delighted what he's given the team. People keep talking about the goalkeeper and the back four defending fantastically well, but like I say, it starts from the front, and they're chipping in. And anything at the moment, I'm now asking questions of my defenders. They should be scoring goals now, because even from set plays, because the amount of set plays we're getting, we're allowed a free ball in the box. So then I've got to start contributing as well.
Are you looking ahead now? Are you sort of saying, look, give this guy some chances here, enable him to go on a goal scoring run?
Well, I think Stevie can score right foot, left footed, as he's shown. He does it, shows us in training. I'm looking forward to him scoring a goal with his head next. But he's got good movement, and what he does, you don't score goals stood still in an 18-yard box. He's always on the move. He'll gamble on a cross, he'll gamble on a flick on, so his reading of the game's very good. But we have to provide him a service. We have to get him into the areas of the field. Probably first half of Bolton, our crossing wasn't as good as it should have been. But like I say, that he's got to learn everybody's strengths, and obviously we've got to learn to get the best out of him. But I can't fault his effort and his commitment. And one thing I do know is we'll give him an opportunity. I think Stevie's not one of these that probably needs 3 attempts at goal to get a goal. He might just get 1 attempt and he's got the ability to put it in.
Did you think your service was better in midweek? You, I think, tried a couple of different things, maybe a couple of short corners and stuff like that. Did you see an improvement then?
Well, you're always trying to catch the opposition out. And like I said, I don't want my players to come complacent. We're always throwing extra things in just to take 2 out for a corner to try and drag 2 out to create a little bit more space, because a lot of teams are tending to bring everybody back. So, no, we just try things. But I think chances-wise, I remember telling you about Graham Taylor says if you create 20 chances, you'll score 2 goals. Mm. We created 25 chances against Bolton, didn't score. But I would imagine against Birmingham the other night, we were probably waiting the double figures, and we've ended up getting 2 goals. So this game, it's got a habit of just not, you can't work it out. But I think he's right, as Graham, it sort of balances out over the season.
Jeremy Allen came on and gave you some energy there, and great run to be in position to get on the Chris Maguire cross. Is he really pushing for a start here? Have you seen that in training as well, that he is giving it a good go here?
Every player, every day. I said to the players that we're playing against Birmingham, is I want you to make it difficult for the lads that are not in the team. And what I mean by that is putting your performances, put your effort, your commitment. Yes, it'd be about results, but also what I want to do is keep the most settled side as possible. And at the moment, I'm doing that. The players that are in the team have got the shirts, and they're allowing me to pick the same team. So, but the boys that are not in the team, they're just as important, because I know from my own experience as a player, when you're not involved in the team, you've got to make sure you show them a bit of love and affection and still work with them and keep the fitness levels up. And just because one day or 1 minute or whatever in any game, you're going to need them. And more often than not, it's not the team that does start is the most important team, it's the team that finishes. So I felt all the subs the other night had an impact. Gary Medine coming on did well, and Royston at the moment. So there's other lads that are just probably get a little bit frustrated, but they can see what the lads are doing. We're winning games. It's probably a little bit difficult to come and knock on my door at the moment and ask him why I aren't playing. But I say, well, I'll admit them 11 out there are doing the jobs very well at the moment.
Magoma moved inside in the second half as well, and that is a role that he has played before. I mean, at Spurs, I think he started as a central midfielder. Is that another option that you've got there, particularly while you are still without the likes of Hutchinson and Lee, to put him inside and use Elan out wide or whoever, Drenthe, Hope?
I didn't think we get grasp at the midfield in the night. I just felt their midfield was on top, whether that was just a bit of fatigue for Giles and for Semi. But certain games, I think, because what they did, they went a little bit more direct, and their two midfield men just gambled suddenly. I think that just sort of shocked Semi, because Semi and Giles are normally used to just facing up and seeing the ball in front of them. Suddenly they're having to track back and chase back. But that's what midfield players do. The midfield players are probably too good to play at the back, because they're a bit more skillful, and not good enough to play up front. And their job is to repair. And I just felt we didn't get a grip of the midfield. So I decided to take Giles off, give Jeremy a little bit of pace to, because I thought we could get the boy Spector down the right back outside with his pace. And I know with Jack's he's brave. We needed to be a bit more braver on the ball, and Jack can drop his shoulder, he can pass it left foot, right foot. And I think he's more creative in there. So I've got nice scenarios I can have where I can just tweak the side and drop players into certain positions.
Is he quite a versatile player? I mean, Dave Jones used to say that he maybe felt his best position could be the number 10. So do you think that there's lots of different sort of areas that he could fit into?
I think anywhere along the... If I drew a line from penalty spot to penalty spot, I fancy Jack anywhere on the left side. He's definitely right-footed, but he seems more comfortable on that left side or left-sided midfield. Or like you're saying, in a number 10 role. But he knows as well now that part of his job is creating, but also he's got to score goals as well.
In terms of, how would you review Liam Palmer's performance so far this year? Because Buxton's back now, and yet Liam's continuing to play at full-back, and he's had a pretty good start, hasn't he?
Well, you suddenly put Lewis on the bench, and Liam kicks on again, doesn't he? Yeah, so again, it's that competition. No, credit to Liam. He's one of them players that can probably wear several hats for me. I could probably put him up front or wide left or whatever. He'll give everything. Gives 100%. And I just felt in the end, the second half, he grew into the game. He forced their wide men back. Whereas in the first half, their wide men were forced our full-backs back, and we were having to defend our 18-yard box. But credit to Liam. He's got his strengths, but he's got his weaknesses. He knows he needs to still work on his heading. If you notice now, a lot of teams are probably hitting diagonal balls onto Liam, but I thought he competed very, very, very well against the boy Shea the other night. So we're working every day on his heading. But one good thing is, like I say, is that he's keeping a good player out of the team in Lewis Buxton as well.
How are you looking then with Lee and Hutchinson and Hope? Are they any closer to a return?
Probably Hallam's got a good chance of being on the bench, because Royston can't play against his parent club. And again, Sam and probably Kieran in the game is game a bit too early, really.
Are they getting any closer? I mean, particularly on Sam. I mean, when he came off, it was a back problem. And I remember you saying that it shouldn't be too serious, and he's been out for a while now.
Well, the good thing is we're winning games without them, so we're not having to rush them back. Probably this time last season or any time in the season, we're probably having to rush players. We just want to make sure that when they come back, it's not guaranteed that when they come back they'll stay back, but we just which has got them in a little bit of cotton wool at the moment, so there's no urgency, but they're chomping at the bit. They want to get back. They're out on the pitch training at the moment, but probably not the intensity that we want them to pick up a match intensity. So they might have to have maybe a game featuring a 21 game and with a view to getting back into the first team.
Do you have to be extra careful with Sam just because of the injury issues that he's had?
No, it's putting the reins on Sam. But any player that's got an injury, you've just got to make sure that when they do come back. The pleasing thing is everybody's had this question mark about Sam's knee. It's not his knee, it's a new injury. So he's just as frustrated. Kieran Lee's frustrated, and as is Kellen Lavery. But again, once I get them two fit, because Lavs will be a while, my bench is going to be stronger. It's going to cause me problems. I'm going to have to leave players in the stand. But that's what I say. If we want to be successful, you've got to have a squad. It's about a squad of players. And we've got five more games in a few more days before that international break. So they'll all feature in some part.
I know that managers always want one more, and then it probably becomes two more after that. But are you quite comfortable with the squad at the moment? Do you feel like you've not got to go out and look at loans?
No, I still think we need a forward. Still trying to get that forward in. At the moment, I would say I can slide Chris Maguire probably down the middle. I can put Royston down the middle. I can put Allen. But I just think I just need a proper one to compete with the Hatties, the Medines, and with Stevie Mays as well.
Is that something you wait till, I think, September the 30th? If you get them in then, you can have them until Christmas. You don't want to lose them right before Christmas, obviously. Or are you prepared to do something before that?
Well, the only thing I can do is rely on the clubs that we're dealing with to give us the green light. That's the only thing I can prepare on. And, whether that's tomorrow or whether it's next Monday or whatever, in a week's time. But we've identified the ones that we want to bring in. It's just a case of whether their clubs are willing to let them go.
I asked you the other night whether you felt the club had made taken the next step, given the where it's progressing. I just wonder, didn't necessarily answer that one, but what improvements have you made from last season, do you think?
I think I've brought the average age down of the team, but I'm not saying again that I'm not looking at an older one that's just got that valuable experience. But what I have done is I've created probably a bit more balance in the squad, as in the competition. So I know if Glenn's not pulling his weight, Claude can come in. If Tom Lees is not pulling his weight, I can put Zayeta in there. As it's shown with, I've got two good right backs. I can put Claude to a left back. So I've got healthy competition, but a nice balance in the team. So and what I have done as well, I've got a stronger bench. Not being disrespectful to those lads probably that was on the bench last season, but I feel as though I've got a stronger bench, and then suddenly if I get the Hutchinsons back and Lee, I've got a stronger midfield as well.
Your away form has been great. You could easily have won every game. You do want to win at Hillsborough, though, don't you? I think it's March 25th, the last one against Brighton. Are you eager to get that first home win?
Well, after you saying that, March 25th, yeah, it sounds a long, long time ago. Now, there's small margins in football. We've actually won at Hillsborough. We beat Notts County in the cup, but in the league, we'd obviously need to get our league form. But as we've shown, the teams have come in and sat in against us and counter-attacked us. If best example is probably Nottingham Forest did that. They counter-attacked us with Antonio breaking on us, and I won't even try to pronounce the boy up front's name who scored a hat-trick for him last night. But teams, and I just felt that's why we probably needed to bring Royston in and the Hallam Hopes in, that can just do something a little bit different. But credit to the boys if teams are coming in and defending and put 11 behind it. But we have to find a way, and if it means crossing the ball better and Stevie May on the run and Hattie improving his heading and attacking it, so be it. But I'd rather see the ball in their half, and if we can keep teams penned in. Chris Maguire at the moment, probably not getting the breaks he needs in front of goal. His shooting's probably been not as consistent as he wants, but I do know if he keeps plugging away, he'll get his opportunities, he'll get his chance.
Is there a way to have the way you play away from home work consistently at home? Because there is a bit more impetus on a home team, isn't there, to sort of have a go, and the away team counter-attacks. You do that ever so well away from home. Can you do it at Hillsborough?
Yeah, there's going to be times, again, you're defending set plays, you can set up your team to counter-attack from there. I've got Kieran Westwood, who's hit three passes the other night, which suddenly causes a bit of panic if we can leave a 2v2, whatever, at the back. So he can turn defence into attack. But one good thing I do know is that sometimes the crowd have to be a little bit patient, because if teams if they've got 10 in their own box, we might have to work the ball. And then it's down to the speed of the pass, and then that's down to picking out the right option. And then we've got to get into the areas of the field that's going to maybe just cause them a little bit more problems as well. But keep saying to the players, if you get a chance to cross, you cross it with quality. And if you get a chance to shoot, you've got to shoot with quality as well.
Two big wins against Reading last season, a terrific home win and then equally good away win as well. Are they different at all this year? Have they changed much?
Well, they've got Simon Cox in the team that we tried getting here. He decided to go there and he's scoring a few goals. They've got the boy Murray from Crystal Palace who we tried getting in, but he's ended up going to Reading because it wasn't just not the right time. Crystal Palace didn't want to let him out, come out when this was last season when we put the call in. So they've changed it up front, but I don't think there's much else in the personnel. But like you say, we had two great wins against them. So I'll be reminding the players, we'll go into the game full of confidence. And the pleasing thing is, again, I think is I think the club have done a great thing. They've brought down the admission prices in. I think it's 10 and 5. So we'll get a bumper crowd. We're allowed a lot of Sheffield Wednesday fans there. But we have to entertain them. And hopefully, like I keep saying before, it's up to the players to give the fans the lift. But I think on Saturday, the way we're performing, and I think it'd be a great atmosphere. Two good teams in form as well.
And as you mentioned there, you know, the ticket prices have come down for this match. How much would it help you to try and get this league win if you could sort of fill that stadium there and have that atmosphere? Could that be something that really aids the cause here?
Well, the big incentive for me now is to get that home win, because like next time you and I are having an interview, I don't want you to be saying March the 25th. You won't have to ask me, so I can put it to bed. So there's always scenarios in football, and people can turn it around. It's stats, you can turn around and manipulate the stats, whatever. But like you say, we haven't won at home in the league, and it'd be nice to give. Hopefully, we'll get around about 29,000-30,000 there on Saturday, and give them some to cheer about. And go home with 3 points.
You'll have been in that stadium, though, when it's absolutely rocking, and it can help, can't it?
Well, that's down to the players. That's down to the players and the way we're performing and keeping the opposition on the back foot. But one thing I do know as well is you've got to make sure you defend 60 yards away. And we've got to be right and can't leave get done on a counter-attack. But no, I think the players will respond to a good atmosphere. I'll ask the players is give her the best, and if we fail, we fail on ability, not application, and I can't fault the players' application at the moment.
Thank you.